The dress was made for sinning. Black, strapless, sheer. The slit up the side was cut so high that there was no way I could have worn underwear. The fabric clung to my frame like a second skin, shimmering when it caught the light as if tailored from the night sky itself. Long gloves of the same material covered my arms as if I dipped them past the elbows into shimmering ink. This was nothing like any of the ensembles Everlane had dressed me in when I'd first arrived at the Winter Palace. This was elegant, stunning, painfully sexy. I didn't recognize the woman in the full-length mirror of my dressing room. And there was a reason for that. The strange creature staring back at me wasn't a woman. Not anymore. Once she might have been, but now she was a fae vampire hybrid, touched by the gods. I was the same as I had ever been, and yet I wasn't. Immortality might have cleaved the meat from the bones of others and made them willowy. It had filled out the parts of me that Zelvarin had starved. My cheekbones were rounder now, my lips fuller. Hips, breasts, ass. I'd had all three before, but now I really had them. As it did every time I had caught myself in the mirror over the past 48 hours, my attention snagged on my tips of my pointed ears, poking through the dark waves of my hair. Reality seemed to warp and snap back into place whenever I saw them. In the end, I was just as Fisher's mother had drawn me. This was real. I was Fae. I was a vampire. The sound of a voice clearing at the back of the room broke the silence.
Well, I suppose if no one else is going to say it, then I will. You look downright fuckable, Seris Vane.
I turned, wearing a chagrined frown, already preparing for the fallout that would follow on the heels of that comment. Three males occupied the large dressing room with me, each of them emitting so much testosterone that the air swam with it. By the large window, the last rays of sunlight burnished Taladeus's silver hair and limned his features in gold. I could sense his emotions now. I was connected to him in a way that I didn't enjoy. Sometimes, as dusk was falling, I would feel him wake on the other side of the palace, and his sadness would steal my breath away. My maker cringed at the male on the other side of the room, sprawled out on a chaise longue like he owned the damn place.
Are you out of your mind?
He asked.
I don't know a single person stupid enough to hit on a newly bonded female, let alone a godbound female. But to do it right in front of her mate? In front of him?
He added, jerking his chin toward the last male leaning against the wall by the door. I paused before allowing myself to look at him. Paused before I even allowed myself to think his name. Kingfisher. My mate. Fisher's dark, wavy hair tumbled into his face, flicking up around his ears. It had somehow grown longer in the past day or two. He felt bigger, too. Taller, broader, his presence even more imposing. He was armed to the teeth, dressed in leather, his ever-present gorget flashing at his throat. Tendrils of shadow and glittering black sand wound between his fingers, circling his wrists. They twisted down his legs and spilled across the plush carpet like hunting snakes heading for the chaise. They had reached the chair and were weaving up its legs toward Carrion when I let out a sigh, folding my arms across my chest. Fisher! His eyes came alive at the sound of my voice. Stop. His nostrils flared, his jaw working.
I can't help it if he doesn't want to live.
Carrion heaved himself upright, nearly spilling his drink in the process. He was on his fourth whiskey, though he seemed none the worse for wear because of it.